Welcome in, everyone. There's hope. It's always hope. Always hope. You don't have to pay to laugh. Come on in, everyone. Welcome into the Slice of Silence Meditation and the Why Struggle Podcast. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. All right, all right. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Rukama. And welcome to the Why Struggle Podcast, where it is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle less and enjoy life more. All right, so welcome in. How are y'all doing today? It is Wednesday in the United States of America. We're going to get started with our card pulling. I hope you all are doing well, keeping warm, safe, and dry. Good morning, Henry. Thank you for the smiley faces. Rukama, you going to let Tyrell know? I don't know if, did you all get the notification today? I'm going to just notify a few people. And we will get going. Yep. All right. I don't know if it's different when you're notified or tagged individually, or I'm not quite sure. But anyway, we'll get started. How you doing with your growing? Patricia notifies you. That is so weird. Uh-oh, I'm frozen. Facebook, what is going on? I'm frozen. Okay, I'm not frozen anymore. I don't know why it's not. I'm sharing with the group, so the group should be getting notified. I'll have to see. Maybe she sends me a message on Messenger. Okay. Well, thank you for coming. We'll be here at 7:15, so you got a notification. Now, I send out the, so maybe there's some setting that's not working for everyone else, because I send the note out to share with the group is what I do. And then I just sent a note to a couple of individual people. But anyway, we're just going to be here and we're going to grow through it. We get by with the help from our friends, grow, thrive, and bloom. But you have your alarm as standby. Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, whoever's supposed to be here will be here, and I'm grateful. So I thank you so much for being here. The card I pulled is Celebrate You. And this particular card, it looks like it's back in the old days with the big wigs and everything. The woman has on her little masky thing. She's taking it off. And her friends are around her and they are celebrating. And that is exactly right. We want to celebrate you. Celebrate yourself. You know, we have enough stuff that's not celebrating us. So let's do a little celebration. Celebrate good times. Okay. So you're in the flow. You're flowing in the grace of your spirit and it shows. There's light in your eyes and fire in your belly. You're a joy to be around and an inspiration to others. Stay present to your inner radiance and remain focused on your spirit. Let it continue to lead day by day. And don't be afraid to tell others about your joy. You've been faithful to your spirit and the results are beginning to show. Now is the time to celebrate. You're a delight to the heavens and those around you. Your light brightens the world and lifts others who have lost their way. Acknowledge your efforts and feel great about what you've accomplished. This will teach your ego to be supportive of rather than combative with your spirit. It can learn a new way. The more you openly celebrate your spirit, the more your ego will relax and trust it. Begin to trust it. When ego and spirit become partners, you'll begin to live an unbelievably charmed life. You're on your way. Keep it up. Now I'm going to go back and read that paragraph. Welcome in, Yvette. Now is the time to celebrate. You're a delight to the heavens and those around you. Your light brightens the world and uplifts others who have lost their way. Acknowledge your efforts and feel great about what you've accomplished. This will teach your ego to be supportive of rather than combative with your spirit. It can learn a new way. The more you openly celebrate your spirit, the more your ego will relax and begin to trust it. When ego and spirit become partners, you'll begin to live an unbelievably charmed life. You're on your way. Keep it up. All right. So thank you, ego. We're going to do this together. We're going to do this with ease and grace. Two of my friends, ease and grace. Ease and grace. Ease and grace. Grace and ease, however you want to call it. But we're going to get started with our meditation. And we'll start with the tone. The meditation will be guided by me. I will guide you. And then I will guide you in the meditation and around the meditation. I think we'll do some, we'll see. We'll see what I'm led to do. I'm listening. And then the tone will return and I will guide you out of the meditation. I do ask that you sit until I ask you to open your eyes. And then we will carry on with the rest of our day, moving into the day with a level of consciousness and deliberate intention. So let's get comfortable in our seat with your back straight if you're seated, your feet flat on the floor if you're seated, and then your shoulders upright. And we're just going to move into this meditation. So let's begin. And we'll start by taking three deep breaths together. Welcome in, Tyrell. Perfect timing. We'll start by taking three deep breaths in together. So breathe in and out with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And allow your eyes to lower or close if they're still open. And that's just to remove any external distractions. And I want us to just place one hand on our heart, one hand in the center of our stomach, right above our navel. And just breathe in at your own rate, pace, and rhythm. And think of something that brings you joy, something about yourself that you want to celebrate. And I want it to be something that's not a physical attribute, something about an experience that you do or have created or had, but something that makes you smile and allows you to appreciate the beautiful person you are. And just breathe in with that feeling and allow that feeling to just take over your entire body, knowing that we all come here to do what it is that we do only the way that we can do it. So as we're breathing in that memory, that thought, that feeling, and we know that there is something about ourselves that we can celebrate. We know who we are and what we bring to the party. You know, everybody brings something to the party. Some people bring drinks and chips, and some people will bring the entire, an entree or a meal. So just know what you bring to the party and celebrate that part of you, because when we go, wherever we go, everyone plays a part. And know that you bring a light that only you can bring. And be appreciative of that. And people probably tell you. So think of something that someone has told you about who you are and what you bring. And know that you are a divine individual that is a representation of the divine, and there's no one else like you. My mother used to say, baby, they broke the mold when they made you. Just continue to breathe, and it's true, they broke the mold when they made all of us. And it's really important that we acknowledge, appreciate, and celebrate who that is. And as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, just know that I am safe. All is well. I am a beautiful creation of the divine. I am financially sound and responsible. I create beautiful experiences and attract wonderful people to me. I trust my guidance to lead me where I need to go next. My heart is open and I love myself. I speak from a place of love, power, and compassion. I am clear about my vision. I am grateful to my connection to all there is. I know, trust, and believe that the right resources are being gathered for my greatest success. I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. I trust in divine order and know that everything is indeed working out for my highest and greatest good. And just continue to breathe as you allow those words and that energy and the spirit to vibrate within your body so that you feel the love that you are, that you give, and that you receive. And as we move into our slice of silence, just allow yourself to be in that energy and vibration of love. And feel the warmth of the silence wrapping around you like a comfortable hug. And simply breathe and be present. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and feel the energy and the warmth created. And we're going to place our hands over your eyes. And let's take a deep breath in. And exhale. And just let that energy penetrate your eyes before you open them. And now open your eyes. Relax your hands. Take a look around. Give your body a little something, a little shaky poo to get ready to go out into the world. Maybe some shoulder rubs or arm shoulder rolls, a stretch. Just do something. You know, give your body some love. We're in our bodies all day long. Our bodies get us around all day long. Just show your body some love. So I thank you so much for tuning in to this Slice of Silence. Our card today was Celebrate You. So celebrate you. And I love how it said that you can rein that ego in and let the ego know that it's nothing to be concerned about. And when you do, you start to live a charmed life. And that's the goal for me, is to live a charmed life, that things are always working out and that I don't have to work too hard. I can make an effort, but not just go so overboard. Because when I go overboard is when the stuff that I don't want to happen happens. So I thank you for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. We will be here tomorrow at the same time. And remember to stop and breathe and savor life. Be well.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.